This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, of course, here on Agenda 21 Radio. And a really fantastic show going on right now. A lot of Scott Adams in the first hour and a half of the show explaining many of the very sort of details about what was going on with John Kennedy Jr., Uranium One, and of course the Hammond pardon. All this stuff is playing into a meeting that's coming up on July 16th. Almost 20 years ago. It's 19 years ago, which I think is funny. 19 years ago that John Kennedy Jr. was killed in a plane crash as he was going to be running for the seat of the outgoing Daniel Patrick Moynihan of New York. Well, that was the seat that eventually Hillary Clinton filled after the death of John Kennedy Jr. Coincidence? Well, is it a coincidence that on that death day, which was July 16th, that 19 years later, it would be President Donald J. Trump meeting Vladimir Putin. Perhaps to discuss about Uranium One and the Clintons, maybe? I don't know. But we're going to find out. And that was really sort of the mystery, the overshadowing conversation, I guess you would say. That was behind the scenes, behind the curtain business about what this whole meeting with Vladimir Putin's all about. And, of course, the NATO trip. He's shaking up NATO today. Anyway, a lot of things going on there with Donald J. Trump. And, of course, the investigation that's happening with Mueller, and how that thing is completely falling apart. One of the things that was brought out in the conversation was the fact, and we've known this, who holds all the cards is the president, because the president has declassified all the information. He's read it, he's seen it, his staff has seen it. And so they know what's going on behind the scenes. They know who the players are. And basically what's happening and is that Donald Trump is giving the rope to everybody. Right? Anybody in the swamp, you want rope? Hey, I've got rope to sell you, Donald J. Trump says. He is the world's greatest rope salesman. And he's handed out rope to everybody, including Mr. Mueller and James Comey and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and McCabe. Yeah, McCabe. And, of course, John McCain, actually. I mean, I can start going on and on and on and on about those swamp creatures who, well, then there's Hillary Clinton. That whole thing, that whole cabal, that whole criminal cabal that's about to be exposed, well, Donald Trump, he's got the ropes, and he's about to yank them. They're all running out of rope. They're running as fast as they can away from Trump, but it's that rope that he's got around their necks. Doink! Doink, doink, doink. When you start to hear the doinks going off, you'll understand what I mean. Anyway, so that's just the way it's played. And, of course, many kudos to Jeff Sessions for getting the Bundys off the hook with Navarro, the judge out there in Las Vegas, and Cliven in particular just recently, 2 days ago. And now the Hammonds getting the pardon. And once again, that was Jeff Sessions who played a big role in that. And I know everybody's criticizing Jeff Sessions. He's not doing anything, yada, yada, yada. Of course, yes, he is. The best leadership is the leadership not seen. So draining the swamp, cleaning the swamp, whatever you want to do, there's a lot of plugs that have been pulled on the swamp. And the swamp creatures are, with the ropes around their necks, draining out. So as far as it can go, it's going to go. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here in the third hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And like I said, we are going to be able to really move along with a whole bunch of information about New California involved in the race of, you know, so many things going on out there. It's going to be absolutely amazing to see what's going to happen with the new California State initiatives out there, I guess you could say. There's four of them on the surface, and this is what I think is a really good thing. And we were talking to Chris Street in the last hour that the whole conversation about a new state in California is for real this year. And it couldn't be better. It was too soon, I think, 2 years ago and a year ago. I was kind of hoping that we could get these things rolling 2 and 3 and 4 years ago. And I think even, but the conversation just wasn't applicable. It wasn't something that was a good thing to have happen at the time. It wasn't, some say, ripened. I'd say just more qualified with the voters. But now, of course, the desperation that is seen and heard around the state. And I got to tell you, all of you who call in on the 800 number for a New California, 877-828-2753, many thanks to you. And I really do appreciate all the calls that come in and the heartfelt conversations that I've had with hundreds, I don't know, maybe thousands of you now, over the last 6 to 7 months. Actually, it's been about, so November, October, I'd say August, October, November, December. It's been, about 9 months so far that this whole thing has really been going on and heated up, and we've had the 800 number up and running. So it's really been a very interesting conversation. Of course, all the emails that you've been sending. And by the way, go to newcaliforniastate.com if you want to email us and let us know, you know, what's going on and what county you're in, and how we can facilitate you getting in with a group or that sort of thing. So that's very, very important to be able to do that. Okay, so now we've got a whole bunch of other things happening, though, here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to be talking about, well, what you can do to help out to make a new state. And again, our bias is naturally for New California, because it seems to be the only legitimate way to get a state. And we've had just numerous conversations about that and set the record straight. And everybody says, well, gee, why just can't you just do it like Tim Draper's? Well, first of all, I don't have a million. I don't have a half a million. I don't have millions of dollars to pull off what we're doing. At this point in time, we spent around $13,000. And we're further along in the process than Tim Draper will ever be. He's got billions, and he's putting, you know, they say the numbers that he's showing is about $1 million now. It used to be, it was 500,000, and now pretty much everybody is agreeing it's going to be, it's about $1 million. But there's a lot of other things that we haven't had accounted for. You see, when Draper decided to go in, have a ballot initiative, he opened himself up for exposure about how much money he's spending through the election process. We don't do any of that because we're not on the ballot, which means, you know, we can spend $13,000 and get further ahead than the billionaire who spends $1 million or $5 million. Details. Just details. That's all I got to tell you. Just details. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, you have a right to voice, your alternative to Facebook. Righttovoice.com.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Net is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Mr. Draper. Articles that have come out, interestingly enough, on Agenda 21 Radio and other places about what is going on with Mr. Draper and other things. You know, it's kind of interesting. When we started this whole process to form New California and what was going on in New California at the time, and I mean New California, like we set it up, you know, we looked at the populations, and we realized that there's a lot of people that are not being represented that live in rural California. In fact, most of the people in New California, in rural California, weren't represented. And so when we started to do the numbers and looking at the counties and adding it up, we found that there are about 18 million people in rural California that are not being represented, period. In literally only 21 million. There's 41 million. I mean, these are big numbers. I get it. But 39 million people, or 40 million, it just depends, I guess, on how many illegal immigrants have come across. But these populations are, of course, very, very big by anybody's standard. But when you take a look at those that are represented, there's about anywhere from 20 to 21 million that are actually represented quite well, overly represented, and 18 million just not represented in California, in the state government. Now, there is a problem with that, and even as it comes to the Houses of Representatives, because it's the state government that divvies up the congressional districts, of course. So representation is lacking, and that's a key feature for what we're doing here in New California. So that's what we're looking at here. Now, this is, as we see here, this is the story that was covered by Chris Street, and we're going to dive into this a little bit more. Cal 3 Initiative hires Brexit consultant with 90% success rate. And the caveat to this is New California spent $13,000 since November 2017, and it's closer to statehood than Draper, who spent $5 million. The Cal 3 Initiative hired Gunster Strategies Worldwide that managed a successful Brexit campaign to work on the November ballot vote to work on the campaign to split California into three states. That's what we were referring to. I'm just trying to put the capstone on what we were talking about with Chris in the article here. It says the Sacramento Bee discovered that Cal 3's first Fair Political Practices campaign disclosed. Now, I want to bring this out to you. New California does not have to submit anything to the FPPC. Okay? And I'll read to you the Constitution and where that says that. And then a little bit later in the hour, we're going to read grievance number 25. It says, the Sacramento Bee discovered that Cal 3's first Fair Political Practices campaign, FPPC, disclosed in public exposure expenditure tracking payments section that Gunster Strategies Worldwide, GSW, was one of its first three major vendors that began work in 2017 with the goal of qualifying the initiative for the November 2018 ballot. So that was began work in 2017, about the same time as New California. It says headquartered in Washington, D.C., with offices in London and Cairo. A little bit of the London stand and Islamic influence with GSW. I couldn't resist that, right? GSW advertises that it is an issue advocacy branding and ballot measure campaigns with an industry-leading 9 out of 10 win rate. The company claims its success rate is based its ability to gain public trust by understanding what entices different demographic populations and then telling stories that trigger emotional connections and inspires actions for its clients. Silicon Valley venture capitalist Tim Draper spent $5.27 million in 2013 and still failed to gain enough registered voter signatures to get his Six Californias initiative to break up the Golden State into six states on the ballot. But like the typical venture capitalist investor that learns lessons from his mistakes and continues trying until he wins, Draper easily qualified his Cal 3 initiative for the November 2018 ballot for just $558,985. $85. Okay, as of July 5th, 2018, according to Ballopedia, it is unclear what GSW's role will be in the run-up to the November vote. The only FPPC filing so far regarding the effort has been for Tim Draper, who personally funded the signature drive. But Citizens for Cal 3 Campaign Finance Committee that is handling the election, general election, has yet filed any spending reports, according to the Sacramento Bee. Now, and again, this is where we say it's at least $5 million at the end of the day for Mr. Draper. And that's coming from our sources. We don't expect it to be any less than, it probably will be more than what he spent at the end of the day, but there's no FPPC filings. Now, listen, we're disclosing here and have in our meeting last month that we had spent, now we don't have all the records to put out there. We just went to the bank statements and added it up. There's no formal reporting here. But we reported in our public meeting that's recorded that we've spent just a little over $13,000 at this point in time, and we're further ahead in the process and on the road to forming a new state, and Draper is not. And by the way, again, Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution doesn't say anything about a ballot initiative. And so if it doesn't say anything about a ballot initiative, then we don't have to report anything to the FPPC, the Fair Political Practices Campaign. Do you get it? Because we're not working with the FPPC or anything to deal with the election system in California. Now, here's a basic belief system for you to understand. Where am I at in the time? I got to check this out. I'm sorry, but, you know, sort of calendar little thing or clock thing going on. The FPPC is a mechanism, it's an organism, if you will, of the state of California. We have branded the state of California as corrupt and inept in all aspects. And like the founding fathers said, look, if you have the situation, a new state wants to form from a pre-existing state. Hey, the only people that the people that want to form the new state need to work with is the legislatures involved in the state. It doesn't say anything about a secretary of state. It doesn't say anything about the voting system. It doesn't say anything about the governor. It doesn't say anything that involves the county supervisors. It doesn't say anything that involves the government whatsoever of the state you're trying to leave from. Why? Because the founding fathers, like us, realized that governments can be totally corrupted, and it will be people with people, the representatives with the people they represent, directly negotiating a new state. Nothing else can corrupt it, such as a governor, such as the FPPC, and so on. That is what the founding fathers wanted. He's tainted himself with the, and so therefore, this is the thing that many of these constitutional attorneys in law schools have been saying and discovering, that the bottom line is, it's dead on arrival because it's unconstitutional what he's doing. He can have a vote and he can win, but it won't go anywhere. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're talking about this three-state thing with Tim Draper. And he's hired a new company, GSW Systems. Gunster. Hired Gunster Strategy Worldwide. So a globalist company coming in to manage globalist California, right? Get it? I said Tim Draper's a globalist. Duh. He wants to form three Democratic states in California. Says, but like the typical VC investors, anyway, that's a venture capitalist. He has won. Yeah, he thinks he's going to win. Now, he's gotten himself wrapped up with the FPPC. Now, those of you that do not know, the FPPC is an entity that's called the Fair Political Practices Campaign. Okay, it's part of the laws of California. If you're running a ballot initiative or a campaign, you have various reporting requirements about money that you spend on these campaigns. So this is the system that we have here. Anyway, so what we have here is a system that we're not involved in as New California. Okay, we don't report. We don't report it. We reported out at our last board meeting that we spent a little over $13,000 to date on New California, and we're further ahead than Tim Draper will ever hope to be, and he's got to do all these reporting things. Now, he reported about $600,000, but he hasn't reported for the last time he's supposed to be reporting, and that's something that Chris Street brought out in his article. Actually, I think it was, he brings it out in the article, but he's also citing the Sacramento Bee in this reportage that he has. It says, the GSW, Gunther Strategies Worldwide was masterful at managing low expectations for the Brexit campaign for the United Kingdom to exit the European Union. On election day, June 23rd, 2016, all major English polls claimed Brexit was losing and the Remain campaign was ahead. The Remain, we talked about this yesterday. This is sort of we want to remain in the European Union, right? They're called the Remain campaign. The Remain campaign was ahead by as much as 10 percentage points, but then despite London's independent newspaper headline claiming Remain had the winning edge, Brexit passed by 51.9% of the vote on a huge 71.8% turnaround. Okay, now, the problem in California and why we have avoided all that and why the founding fathers know to avoid all that is clearly the election system in California is completely corrupt. So here Draper has entered into the corrupt election system. Now, it's not going to be corrupt against him. If you're the party in power, and you want to create three new states or two more new states that are Democratic states, and you're the Democratic Party in power, what do you think you're going to do come this election cycle with Tim Draper? Oh, and then they hire a globalist concerning company, Gunther Strategies Worldwide, to help you out. Come on. The cards are stacked in favor of Draper here. Now, they say, of course, that the initial forecast was that there's only 17% support for Cal 3. Now there's 17% support. Now, there's now 28% support for it. All of a sudden, because Gunther enters the picture. Right. I don't believe that for a second. It's called corruption in the polls. We've seen this scenario again and again and again over the last 10 years. But GSW was masterful at managing low expectations for the Brexit campaign. Remember that statement right there. CEO Jerry Gunster told the campaign and elections website in May that ballot initiatives are extremely high-stakes vehicles that are mechanisms to prompt dramatic change. Now, I want to know, how many other ballot initiatives worldwide are there? And what other countries have ballot initiatives? London and America? I mean, Great Britain and America? Come on, people. And California in particular, right? The big cheese pot is California. It says Gunsters told the campaign and elections website in May that ballot initiatives are extremely high stakes. He sees ballot initiatives as an inherently grassroots tool that responds to the growth of grassroots members and power. Gunster adds that one advantage for a ballot initiative is that it provides a unique public stamp of approval that rarely can be reversed. Well, I see it as a big opinion poll survey. And, of course, they definitely drafted off New California's Declaration of Independence. They definitely drafted off of that to get those signatures. And then they were out there fraudulently gathering signatures for themselves, saying it's in the guise of New California and also Jefferson Movement. And everybody was clamoring on 58 counties. Now, where are the county committees? Where's the outreach to people that want to be within their own counties to create the system? Well, there is none. Because it's not going to work that way, folks. It's going to be a dictatorship, of course. Every state, every one of these three states. Well, like it is now, except you can have it times two now. That's what's going to happen with Gunther. Just remember, Gunther. Gunster, G-U-N-S-T-E-R. Strategies being hired by Tim Draper. Do you get the drift here? What's really going on? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I'm telling you. You just cannot make this stuff up. Okay. We're going to come back, I think, in the next segment. Are we? Man, what is going on? Yes, the next segment, we're going to be reading grievance number 25. Grievance number 25. Oh, boy. I know that everybody's just, all these people that are running around out there in California are wondering, oh, my God, we're going to have another 15 grievances. And maybe more. You know, maybe more. Okay, so anyway, got a lot of things going on like that. We've also mentioned again the Trump pardon, the ranchers, the Hammond ranchers, which are very, very grateful for. We're really glad that that happened. That is something that we think is very, very significant. Very, very significant. Some other things just quickly here was we got just a few more minutes in this segment and get this stuff out to you. The 2020, Hillary to speak at conference with Bernie and Elizabeth. Dems doubt Warren can take on Trump. Really? I don't think so. Other things going on. CBS shock. Now, we haven't gotten into this, and this is something that involves Sarah Palin in a prank that Sacha Baron Cohen has done on the left, really to demean disabled veterans. Kind of an ugly situation, and just kind of shows you the depravity of the left and what they've been up to and what they're doing. It's just sort of a never-ending thing with the left and this whole thing. And again, we are not going to see an end of this at all anytime soon. We will not. The left is so depraved, and they're so into a corner right now, they're going to come out screaming, shouting, jumping up and down, and getting violent. The next thing is violence, I'm telling you. We saw a little bit of this in Oregon, in Portland. Will Johnson up there reporting live on a week ago Saturday. And they're just not going to stop. As desperate as they get, they're going to continue to be more and more and more and more and more desperate. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong. Because we are Americans. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Sir,
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to New California. Yes, New California. Anyway, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, agenda21radio.news, and we're going to be reading the grievance here, number 25, that was announced yesterday. Back, actually, Las Vegas, Nevada, came on board and read their grievance out in front of the federal courthouse yesterday, which is really nice. That was Dane Sensor, the San Luis Obispo chair, did that for us, which was really, really nice. Okay, so anyway, we got grievance... grievance number 25 coming up. I'm going to get that for you right now, and we're going to get started in it. And I'll let you sort of figure out what the theme of this is as we go along. And I'm not going to read the whole grievance. First two pages, which are introductory pages of the grievance, and we've covered that territory before, but you can go to newcaliforniastate.com and see the grievance itself that is out there. So it's actually printed up and so on. We're going to be posting up. We're getting the YouTubes together and putting all that stuff together. So grievance number 25, it's being spooled up right now on the website as we speak. And, God, you know, everybody is calling me and messaging me on the phone. I am on the air. What's wrong with these people? People back east, they just think, you know, it's getting to be noontime, your time, right? Anyway, notice to all Californians, grievance 25, July 10th, 2018. New California is a new state in development exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. The process to form New California is authorized and codified in Article 4, Section 3 and 4 of the United States Constitution. Aha. Statement of facts. This is now the grievance content. Statement of facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern borders the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator. Declaration of Grievance. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 states in part, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence. Failure of the government of California to protect against invasion and domestic violence. The Communist California governor, the Communist monoparty system, and local communist officials have engaged in a systemic program to ensure ethnic cleansing of United States citizens living in the state of California. Ethnic cleansing is the process of using violent methods to force certain groups of people out of a particular area or country. Guidance documents from past administrations related to the Immigration and Nationality Act have been improperly utilized by the Communist California governor, the Communist monoparty system, local communist officials, and political elites to single out California citizens of all radical ethnic groups, ages, and orientations to prevent them from obtaining the educational, economic, and natural rights afforded to them by the California and United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Giving preferential treatment for illegal foreign nationals in state and local government jobs, welfare benefits, driver's licenses, voting privileges, economic advantages, enrollment in public colleges and universities, the Communist California governor and the Communist monoparty system, political elites and local communist officials have created a caste system where illegal foreign nationals have become a replacement population for United States citizens living in California. Over the past 8 years, the net effect of California cleansing by the Communist California governor and Communist monoparty system and local communist officials has been to displace and replace United States citizens in California in all strata of civil society with illegal foreign nationals. California cleansing has been economically, culturally, and socially devastating on United States citizens living in California, forcing their flight from the state and creating a homeless population of never before seen in California state history. The cities in California of San Francisco, Los Angeles, Oakland, Sacramento have become the symbols of California cleansing by the communist monoparty system of government. California cleansing is no different from all other ethnic cleansing that is used by totalitarian despots seen around the world for thousands of years. The history of ethnic cleansing and California cleansing now being utilized by the communist California government can only lead to forced expulsion and mass execution of American citizens. Wow. Wowee, as they say. Wowee, huh? That's what we're talking about here, guys. We're talking about that. California cleansing, which is nothing more than ethnic cleansing. But if you're a California citizen, a United States citizen living in California, as a California citizen, you are being ethnically cleansed right now. And you're being replaced by illegal foreign nationals. Now, that's not xenophobia. That's a fact. When the government and the mechanism of governance actually promotes that, that's different than xenophobia. That's the government working against the citizens within. That's the destruction, the enemy within that so many people talk about. This is something that's been going on for thousands of years. These are techniques that have been used thousands of times, hundreds of times, as governments have replaced other governments, you know, for millennia. It's being applied right now in a modern sense. We're just seeing it's playing out, and people don't recognize it because we've had so much freedom and liberty. But here it is. California cleansing. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, the conversation in a lot of places, and of course the opposition to what we represent here, will tell you that we're xenophobes and we're this phobe and we're that phobe and we hate immigrants and all that. Not true. None of that is true. We don't hate illegal immigrants. We don't hate legal immigrants. We don't hate at all. In fact, we welcome legal immigration. The problem that we have is when people are being manipulated and utilized and bought and paid for like slaves in open markets, literally, and brought across the border illegally, that we have an objection. And it's not to the illegal immigrant that's happening to. They're being victimized. Our big concern is the people behind it, the slave traders, the masters, if you will. The masters that are carrying this out. And of course, where does that go? Well, I can think of a party, it's called the Democratic Party, that seems to want to promote that. Slavery. The trafficking in human flesh and slavery is their game. And we stand in opposition to that. We support immigrants, and we support legal and illegal immigrants in how they should be dealt with safely, but not traded as chattel. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. There's also newcaliforniastate.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.